Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsideCubed.com.
If you're stuck in traffic someplace, you have found a home here with the Business News Hour. Every day, Monday through Friday, from 5 until 6 o'clock, we bring you the business news of the nation, region, and the Des Moines metro, along with some long-form business interviews. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. With us in studio is Melody Smith. Now, Melody works just down the street at one of the big insurance companies here, and so it wasn't a very far walk for her to come to the studio, which was kind of nice. But we met Melody because she works with an animal rescue company, the business, if you will, based out of Panora. Is that right?
Yes.
And Melody, welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
So the reason that we know Melody is because Dave and Sprocket, two of our rescue dogs, came from Pets.
Yes,
right?
They did.
Tell us a little bit about the rescue business.
Sure. So Panora Pets is located in Panora, Iowa. It stands for Protecting Even the Strays.
Right.
We became a 501(c) in 2008. At any given time, we have around 20 dogs, and it varies from 100 to 180 cats.
Wow.
Yes. We do not actually have a shelter for dogs, but we do have one for cats. Dogs are in foster homes, and the majority of cats are in foster homes as well.
Wow.
So we rely solely on
volunteers.
Yes.
To help.
It's all volunteer.
Foster.
We have no paid employees.
How many people?
So we have anywhere from 30 to 50 people helping. Really active.
And this is also transporting too.
Yes, we do transporting. We don't just, you know, protect dogs or strays around Panora. We handle Des Moines, Perry, Stewart, anywhere around there.
Right. Well, and some other places as well, because
yes,
not only did we pick up Dave and Sprocket, two puppies that we got a year ago, but about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we picked up a fellow by... Oh boy, a fellow by he's a big boy.
Yes,
he
Oscar.
Really was. Yeah, and so his name is Oscar, and Oscar, I don't know what kind of a dog Oscar is. I have no idea,
yeah.
but he's a big guy, and he came to live with us. But he had an interesting story at the same time, didn't he?
Yes. So sometimes when we have capacity, we travel to places like Ottumwa, which is where Oscar came from, and get animals from the shelter that unfortunately does euthanize. Animals are given a certain amount of time depending on temperament and
right,
the shelter's capacity. Oscar was actually set to be euthanized the day that we pulled him, and I drove down and picked him up. So close call.
Yeah, but, very close call.
Yes.
You know, I know when my bride said, Michael, I think we'd like to get this dog. And I said, no, we're not going to get another dog. We've got a 17-year-old, long-haired dachshund. Okay, she's 17 years old, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty amazing. It really is when you think about it. Her name is Koozie. And then we have these two puppies. Well, now they're adults, I guess, or a year old, Sprocket and Dave, and they're crazy. And then this other dog, you know, Oscar, and I said, no, we're not going to do it until she told me. Oh, by the way, he was just hours away from being euthanized. And I said, okay,
yeah,
fine. It sounds
I
like
know.
Yeah. We got him. So it is Panora Pets.
Yes.
And you're online, of course.
Yes.
And people can find you.
Yes.
All right.
And our animals are on Pet Finder as well.
Pet Finder.
So,
oh, okay.
Yes.
So, and they have a Facebook page. I happen to know that. And they keep that updated all the time. Loads of friends. And so if you're in the market for a pet, consider rescuing one. Because I can tell you, you know, we've done this now 3 times with Panora Pets. And they have been everything that you can ever want to imagine. And when Oscar came to live with us, you came by. And we started to talk about your dog, Sarge.
Yes.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a shocking story because I had absolutely no idea that this goes on in the state of Iowa, and I'm even more shocked that it's allowed to go on. And I, you know, you think about these kinds of things, you go, "Where in the hell is the legislators when you really need them to do something rather than doing something stupid?" So, with us is Melody Smith, and she's going to tell us about. Let's talk about Sarge first. So
sure.
We'll put the emotion into the
Absolutely.
Who is Sarge?
So Sarge is our dog. He's a 4-year-old pit bull bulldog mix. He was actually found in rural Iowa as a stray, And he was used as a bait dog.
A bait dog.
Yes. Okay. And a bait dog is basically a dog that's used to train fighting dogs.
A bait dog has a certain personality, right?
Yes, they have to be submissive and very gentle, not wanting to fight. And what happens is they make it so the dogs can't fight back at all. They'll either tape their mouth shut, or in Sarge's case, they actually pulled the majority of his teeth out and filed his remaining ones down. So he doesn't have very many teeth left, but that way he can't...
And he's 4 years old.
He's four, yes. And that way he can't injure anyone. So when we found Sarge, he had just horrible sores. You saw the aftermath still almost a year later. On his face and front legs, most of his bottom lip is gone.
He has being bitten.
Mm-hmm. He has a deviated septum, and his ACLs on his back legs are both torn. So
this dog was in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, pretty rough.
Saying that, how close to death was Sarge when you found him? Could he have been put down easily?
So we were lucky. You know, when dogs like that are found at some shelters, they are euthanized automatically.
Sure.
Because they look scary, and the shelter isn't sure of what their personalities will be. So we found Sarge. He was very emaciated. Probably wouldn't have lasted outside for much longer. It was March, so it was still cold out.
Sure.
And ended up, he came to our house. He was supposed to be boarded somewhere, but we brought him home. And that gave us a really good opportunity to assess his personality and kind of figure out, you know, what was
this
happening.
This is a bulldog pit bull mix.
Yes. So he's about, now that he's up to his full weight, he's about 85 pounds.
He's a gorgeous dog, by the way, too.
Yes,
he's still got some scarring his face.
And
he's got, you can say where his lips are, you know, gone for the most part on the bottom. Just a tragic story. I mean, the thought that an Iowan or that anybody would use one of these dogs as bait to train other dogs to go and fight is just so much over the top for me. I'm stunned. So I asked you this question when you brought Oscar to our home and we were talking about all this. What are you talking about? There can't be dog fighting in Iowa.
But there is.
All right, so let's talk about that.
So there are three levels of dog fighting. There's street level, which is pretty unorganized. The dogs are normally aggressive towards everyone. Then there's hobbyists. Those are a little bit more organized. They normally travel across state lines to various fighting. And then there's professionals.
Professionals?
Yes. They also will travel across state lines, but they do normally have a set location as well. And they normally have anywhere from 50 to 100 dogs.
Wait a minute. A professional fighter has 50 to 100 dogs.
Yeah, and it's very lucrative for some people, unfortunately. You know, anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 can exchange hands in one fight.
All right. where do these fights take place?
So everywhere. A lot of rural areas. They occur. You know, in 2009, there was a big dog fighting bust that actually involved five people in Iowa being arrested. In that instance, what they were able to prove was that the people had gone over state lines to Missouri and Kansas City. So there, we do know there's dog fighting there, but there's dog fighting everywhere. I mean, it's estimated that 250,000 pit bulls will be put into fighting rings every year.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about Iowa being a place for dog fighting, this barbaric practice, does it happen only in the city? You said rural areas, but does it also happen in urban areas?
Yep, it can happen in urban areas. It happens anywhere across all socioeconomic statuses. It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yes, unfortunately.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, I mean, if you're as shocked and as outraged as I was when I first heard this, if you see something, say something for crying out loud, because this is horrible. Where is the legislature on something like this? What's going on under the Golden Dome?
So not as much as we'd hope. In 2008, it did become, or as of 2008, it was a felony in all 50 states to fight dogs.
Okay.
So that's great. We have
Michael Vick.
Yes,
spend a little
yes.
time in prison.
Yep, we have the Animal Welfare
Should
Act.
Still be there, by the way.
I agree. Definitely not playing football, at least. We have the Animal Welfare Act, which helps with dog fighting to deter that, and then it also an amendment in 2014 made it a felony for anyone to attend a dog fight. We're coming along.
Laws
yeah, there's
on
both
the books.
State and federal laws.
Okay.
It's just unfortunately. Dog fighting, like a lot of organized crime, is very secretive, very difficult to prove, and people have to go undercover. you know, it takes a long time. The investigations are expensive. And then they have to catalog these dogs as evidence, and they're expensive to care
for. So the legislature has done something.
Some. We need more.
What do you need more of?
You know, we need more people to police it, I think, in all honesty.
So funding, yes. So that somebody goes out there and finds this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And who would be the responsibility of that? I mean, I can't imagine it's a DNR. I don't know who.
So local police, mm-hmm. In the bust in 2009, it was actually the sheriff's department. And it was a multi-state task force. But the FBI gets involved a lot. It varies, because with dog fighting, it's almost always a gateway to other crimes. There's gambling, there's guns, there's everything. I mean, they almost always have every, yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of, if you're doing one bad thing, possibly you're doing another.
Absolutely.
Bad thing. All right, it's dog fighting and pit bull fighting in Iowa, which absolutely stunned me. For those of us who like to think of ourselves as civilized human beings who live here in the metro and beyond, you know, this is shocking news. I had absolutely no idea. You know, we hear about things like this in rural parts of the South or in some other countries, but Iowa, you got to be kidding. Missouri, well, maybe I could see Missouri. I'm just kidding, Missouri. But yeah, I can understand that people should be outraged by something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And but Sarge got lucky.
He did. We love him.
Yeah,
so.
He is a gorgeous dog. And we will have some photos of Sarge in the radio blog, so you'll be able to take a look and see what it is that we're talking about. Melody, thanks for coming in and
yes,
talking about this.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Huge, huge story, I think, not only about pit bulls and dog fighting in Iowa, but also about Panora Pets. Congratulations on that. It's a no-kill facility, not even a facility, a group of volunteers that
yes.
go out there and find homes, forever homes, for dogs and cats. Cool stuff.
Yes,
thanks
absolutely.
So very much. All
Thank
right.
You.
Her name is Melody Smith, ladies and gentlemen. You can find out more about Panora Pets online. And if you've got some information about dog fighting in Iowa, I'm sure that your local constabulary would like to hear about that. I know we'd certainly like to hear about it. If you've got any stories, we're always around. It's at IOB_NewsHour for Twitter. Thanks again. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Cat Rocket Ship was in earlier talking about Black Friday and Market Day on the 27th of this month. For Tyler Hackenmiller, who's behind the controls tonight, Mark McDowell is the program director for the stations. We've also got Jimmy Olson. He is the voice of Insight on Business, and Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, thank you for being with us. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man and dogs. Good night.